digital nomad visa is interesting. There's a blend of excitement and concern brewing among tech enthusiasts. Now, the innovative visa initiative, featuring both remote working and critical skills categories, aims to position our country as a global hub for digital nomads and skilled professionals alike. People have sung its praises. There are also drawbacks. Digital nomads earn higher salaries and drive up living expenses in city centers like Johannesburg and Cape Town. This results in higher rents and food costs, pushing locals to move to the outskirts and spend hours in traffic to get to their place of work. Because of this decrease in quality of life, lucrative opportunities abroad, and even just working remotely for an international company lure many skilled coders. And this leads to a depletion of our pool of talented coders, as local businesses find it hard to match the salary packages offered by international rivals. And I know of quite a couple of international people that have settled here that are working in this particular space, providing services, getting paid in hard currency, of course enjoying the relative cheap housing, quality housing, and everything else that goes with it. Well, if you're consuming with hard currency, it's a great life you can live here. And Harjot Singh is the CMO at Zayo, joins us now via Zoom to talk about this new phenomenon. The future is here. So how might this impact on our local coders? Welcome, Harjot. Great to have you.
Thank you so much, Clarence. A pleasure to speak to you.
I think South Africa is a compelling destination. I know of a couple of people. One such person is Finnish, actually, and doesn't care about the politics that leaves many South African left out. Doesn't care about it. Loves the country and lives here for 6 months in a year. How do you foresee this introduction, this nomad visa, impacting the local coding community that has always been growing in leaps and bounds?
I mean, how I see it is there's a good side of it and the bad side of it as well, the challenges. I think to start off with the positive challenges, it's bringing in a lot of foreign currency into South Africa. So your Europeans that don't want to stay in the winter in Europe, they fly out to South Africa so that they can enjoy the summer. Then they'll spend all that euros and dollars in South Africa, and they're able to do so because obviously they find everything in South Africa cheaper. So it adds on into the South African economy. It's basically boosting that hospitality service industry of South Africa.
Yeah.
And then... lastly, just to add on, with addition of a lot of individuals coming through, it also boosts a lot, it basically boosts a vibrant startup ecosystem as well, because your outside European, American innovative ideas are coming to South Africa and then they collaborate with your local talent. So it allows for innovation as well.
Yeah, so we shouldn't really feel threatened, or especially coders should not really threatened. You're saying that there's opportunity that comes with this digital nomad passport.
They shouldn't be threatened as long as South Africa in general are taking the steps to ensure that there's fair policies in terms of taxations that are happening, so that individuals, the local South African coders, don't have to earn like your normal South African salaries and pay higher rents and pay higher markups on products because everyone's increasing their pricing.
Yeah. So talk to us a little more about the strategies or maybe initiatives that local companies can undertake to retain, especially local coding talent in the face of, this influx that could happen.
I think the first one is the local companies need to pull up the socks in terms of providing better company cultures, and they need to match your international companies, what they're doing. What I believe personally, I mean, I am in EdTech. We basically teach people how to code, right? And what I believe is that companies should have an education culture where they constantly upskilling their employees. And this basically allows that local South African talent to be competent. They're constantly learning new technologies, they're staying up to date, and that basically allows them to be competitive in the international market.
So you're saying it's a hotbed of innovation and this catch-up is ongoing?
Yeah, it's very important.
Okay, and we're not necessarily doing that? That's your observation?
Not all the companies are doing that, but we can still do better.
I hear what you say. Is it a gig economy that we are talking about here? Is it on project or from project to project, or are you kind of permanently employed as a coder?
I mean, both. If you are in the gig economy, you need to make sure that you are up to date with the latest technologies. And then if you are a permanent coder, even if you're doing a job and you working on old technology, you need to make sure that you learn the latest
Absolutely.
Languages, the latest technologies, so that you don't lose your job, you know, because
yeah.
of that new international coder that has come to your country and might take your place.
Look, it's a universal language. Just tell us to what extent our South African coders are sought after. When you look at our medical profession, they are held in high regard around the world and sought after. Are our coders up to scratch as well?
No, absolutely. So I was actually speaking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he was praising the South African coders. And he's like, South Africa has one of the best talents in the world. All we have to do is make sure that we are constantly learning, we're constantly putting ourselves out there. But I do believe South Africa has really, really good talent.
Talent that the world would want to snap up.
That's true.
Okay. Right, so this is really interesting. Can you just give us a sense of, beyond coding, what this or who would want to make use of this digital nomad visa?
This can be like your digital marketers, anyone who is learning. So basically, the definition of a digital nomad is an individual who basically steps out of their home country and uses technology
okay.
to work, right? So if in any job that allows you to use technology to work can basically enjoy this digital nomad visa.
Have you got a sense of what this visa actually looks like in terms of what benefits accrue?
I'm not exactly quite sure about that right now. I'll definitely have to look into it.
Well, I think it's something that we need to look into as well, but thank you for the heads up.